One of the reasons why I like President Trump is because he uproots everything and changes the dynamics. But when it comes to healthcare, it seems to be a very complicated system. A good portion of Hispanics, we all voted for Trump, so it's kind of like a betrayal in a way.
Nearly 5 million people who live in Florida get their health care through the Marketplace or Obamacare plans for coverage, more than any other state. But the cost of these plans are set to skyrocket in 2026 as federal subsidies that made them more affordable will expire.
Are you guys on the Affordable Care Act, Marketplace, health care? Have you checked whether your premiums are going up next year? It's open enrollment period.
I think they are. I think they're going to triple or quadruple, something like that. 29, el seguro me puede incrementar a
$380, $400. It's going to be $684, and that's going to be a $7,500 deductible.
Thank if it you. Goes up that much, we're going to have to cancel. Can't afford it. No way.
Entonces uno dice, ¿cómo pagas tú un seguro tan alto, verdad, con unos sueldos tan bajos que uno tiene aquí? ¿Cómo haces?
The premium is going to be $1,261 every month. At the end of the day, people are going to die.
In the last election, every single Florida county moved right, including Democratic-leaning or Hispanic-majority counties like Miami.
I voted for DeSantis.
I love you, Papi Trump. I love you.
But while some Trump supporters point fingers at the Democrats,
they did it to blame the Republican Party. Because then it was like, oh, he's the one at fault. No, he's not.
Others feel abandoned by the president.
In South Florida, we don't feel like seen, heard, or valued in any way, shape, or form.
Catalina, who goes by Kat, is a freelance community mental health consultant. She gets her health insurance through the Affordable Care Act.
Health insurance is something that you don't think about when you're younger because you're just healthy, right? You can just kind of like bounce back.
Kat didn't give much thought to health insurance until a sudden medical emergency changed everything.
First, I had really bad lower back pain. They told me that I had issues with my kidneys. It was a total of 3 weeks of being hospitalized. I guess while I was in the hospital, my hands started swelling.
After her kidney issues began in 2022, Kat's health made full-time work nearly impossible.
I did end up having to get on the marketplace in 2023 because the kidney issues and also with my ADHD. I take the highest level of Vyvanse, 70 milligrams.
I need to take it so I can get out of bed, basically. I need these medications to function.
If you can't afford health insurance next year, what happens to your medication?
Well, particularly the Vyvanse is very expensive. Without health insurance, it's $300 to $400.
The ACA subsidies were part of a COVID-era stimulus package that was aimed at easing financial burdens caused by the pandemic. They've saved enrollees an average of about $1,200 a year on their health insurance premiums, but they're set to expire at the end of 2025. Democrats in Congress tried to make the subsidies permanent, triggering what became the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. In the end, 7 Democrats and 1 independent senator broke ranks and voted with Republicans to advance the funding deal, which included a promise of a mid-December vote on extending the subsidies. However, no agreement has yet been reached in the House under Speaker Mike Johnson. Without the subsidies, millions of people like Kat will face a new monthly expense on top of an already rising cost of living.
When I go to the grocery store for myself, it's not unusual for me to pay $200.
I'm definitely loving the buy one, get one free.
It wasn't like that a few years ago. It's, you know, you really feel it in the pocket now.
We followed Kat to a meeting with insurance broker Steer Pierre Paul to see what her premiums will look like next year. Right now, she's paying $175 per month.
So as you can see right now, the premium has gone up. So if I was to go and give you a Cigna plan, it's going to be $684. That is without the subsidies. They even have a premium up to $1,000. And then the deductible are still high.
Yeah, I see that.
Exactly.
Those numbers are so like,
Is it more than you thought it was going to be?
So, yes, that price is just too high. I definitely will not be able to afford that. And I don't have anyone to fall back on, any family members to help me out. And so that makes me wonder, like, what's going to happen to me? If I don't have access to medication, then I can't function at the most basic level. Then am I going to end up being homeless? You know, I just don't know. It's just, it's terrifying. So.
The Republican Party has long talked about getting rid of Obamacare. But according to this KFF study, support for the ACA among Republicans went from 8% in 2012 to 36% today. And some Republicans have listened to their constituents.
Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, who broke with her own party yesterday, writing a lengthy post on social media calling for action to extend Obamacare subsidies and prevent insurance premium hikes.
The Democrats passed Obamacare, but yet the Republicans have never done anything to correct the problems that exist with it. And I blame my own party.
Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis has downplayed the importance of health insurance altogether, saying that most people under 50 don't really need coverage above a catastrophic plan.
You did vote for Governor DeSantis. The midterms are coming up next year. How would you be making your decision? What do you need to hear from any candidate to earn your vote?
I guess if they're voting for me, for the people, for the American citizens, then regardless of what party they are, you know, I can reciprocate that and give the vote for them.
So is that a big deal for you? That
yeah, it is. It's kind of like a break. It's unprecedented. But when you kind of don't see that you're being taken care of by your party, you have to make a choice.
Trump has taken a hard line, saying he will not approve any deal that extends the subsidies. However the fight shakes out, neither party has presented viable, long-term solutions to rising healthcare costs and the shortcomings of the Affordable Care Act. So what's next?
Well, is this a good system to defend?
To defend today, yes.
Capital?
All right, okay. But obviously.
Right.
It is a system designed to make huge profits to the insurance companies and the drug companies.
Right.
Period. We have got to move to a Medicare for All single-payer program. Absolutely.
When you think about Obamacare, when you think about the Affordable Care Act, do you think it's a good system or do you think there's something better?
You know, I don't know the big details of it, but it just seems like it's a system that needs to be revised. How? I'm not sure.
You know, do you support the policy of Medicare for All, for example, universal health care?
I mean, after what I went through, yes. I think so. That may look socialist, but it's just access to basic health care for all American citizens. I think it's essential, it's needed, and it's a human condition, so it's a human issue.